The Bible says, be not deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
All right, it's 4 p.m. on Wall Street. Do you know where your money is?
Welcome to Financial Issues, where we align reality with truth. Conservative talk radio you can count on. Financial issues that you need to know.
We face a disintegrating economy, a weakened defense, and an energy policy based on the sharing of scarcity. We will simply apply to government the common sense that we all use in our daily lives.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Good morning. Welcome back to Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, I hope everybody had a good weekend, a great weekend. And it looks like things were a good weekend, were very good for President Trump, as, of course, the Mueller investigation, praise God, is finally over. And apparently, by all accounts, no, not all accounts, by some accounts, certainly not by all of liberal media. It was, in fact, President Trump was right. It was a witch hunt. It is over. There's no collusion. There's nothing to prosecute this president. And I know they're still going to try to impeach him because somehow the liberals believe with every fiber of their being that somewhere in the Constitution it is written that we can impeach a president because we don't like him. We just don't like him. Well, he's a little gruff. He attacks us. He's harsh. We just don't like him. And worse than that, he beat the president. He beat the person that should have been president. So we really don't like him. So therefore, in the minds of Democrats, and sad to say, in the minds of many of those who follow the Democrats, that's an impeachable offense. We don't like him. Look. We've grown up in an era where we don't like our teachers. Let's fire them. We don't like our coaches. Let's get rid of them. We don't like our parents. Let's sue them. We don't like things. We got to like everything. See, we never have a problem. How about it was our fault? No, it's never our fault. It's always somebody else's fault. How about Hillary Clinton didn't go visit Wisconsin? She didn't go to Michigan the last couple days when she should have. How about she did a lousy job campaigning? How about she wasn't likable? How about she was a pathetic candidate to begin with? How about all those things? Well, it's not her fault. It's still the fault. How about she had 110% support from all the media, mainstream media? Doesn't matter. It's not their fault. Anyway, the good news is Mueller report finds no evidence of collusion. No evidence of obstruction. Oh, this says, the report says there are some things unanswered. There are some things unanswered because there isn't any evidence that leads to answers. So you say it's unanswered. Well, it's unanswered because there was no evidence that led to any answers. There weren't any conclusions drawn that were conclusions that were perfected because there was no evidence. Anyway, good news. Maybe, I doubt it. Don't get too excited about this, but maybe there's a possibility that Congress can move on. Congress can think about economy, employee, getting workers back to work, bringing companies here, continue with consumer confidence and business sentiment. Maybe they can start working on things like that. That would be an ideal situation. Whether that happens or not, it's another story. It's not likely to happen. I would submit to you that it's probably not going to happen. Also, lots going on here, financial issues. I want to mention to you, of course, we have our retreat next weekend. We start next Sunday night. I will say one more time today, we have 4 slots open. If you are retired military or active duty military or police officer or firefighter, first responder, ICE agent, border patrol, you can come to the retreat free of charge. You have to get there. So you're going to have to get there, but everything else is on us. And, of course, as I talked about that last week, we had a couple other donors step up for that. So we have four if we're gonna make room if you can, if you still want to come. But you need to lock it up today. Well, maybe by tomorrow. So you need to email Pat at financialissues.org. She needs your name and your information so that we get that on a hotel room for you so that when you show up, you'll have a room. But please don't do it if you think you're going to cancel. Please don't do it if you haven't confirmed with your employer and you don't have the vacation time and all that. So please get all that resolved first so we don't eliminate somebody that might be able to come. So we have four due to some generous donors over the weekend. So there's four slots that we can still fill in that regard. If you are one of those, fall into one of those classifications, we would love to honor you and bless you as a couple to come. We sure would appreciate, you don't have to be a couple, but we would like you and your spouse to come on us. That would be a blessing. So hopefully you can do that. 844-707-5533. So our town hall meetings, we have one more town hall meeting this year in Montana that is on the website. We'd love to see you come out to that if you're anywhere in that area. Also, I would say their Oklahoma town meeting, I've got a call out looking for a person that was there that I just want to say hello to and ask a question of who made a comment. And I don't know their name. I don't remember. But there was a couple there. They had two, teenage children with them, that were there. And I was surprised. I made a comment to them. Wow, this is, she drug you, those guys along. And they didn't fall asleep. They were attentive. They did great. But, he's probably not listening. If he is, man, would you email me, dan@financialissues.org. Anyway, 844-707-5533, if you want to queue your call up, you can do that. Or if that person was listening, they can call Darlene right now. Just give Darlene their information. You can do that too. 844-707-5533. It's great to be here. We are going to get to calls. U.S. stock futures, of course, struggling big time on Friday. We saw the worst day for equities that we've seen so far this year. You've got the Dow is down 1.75%, the NASDAQ down 2.5%. Now, the NASDAQ's been on a really incredible run here lately, so had a little bit more room to drop, and it did. The S&P was down almost 2%, significant move on the S&P. Significant moves all the way around here. So that's not good. London seems to be a little bit calmer. The UK market's a little bit calmer this morning, after they, too, experienced quite a sell-off on Friday with a significant plunge. So that is good news. U.S. stocks look like they're about flat this morning on the opening bell. So we'll see. Anywhere from flat to be a negative. They were down considerably about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. They've come off of those lows, but nonetheless, we are seeing maybe not such a great opening. We have some economic data coming out this week. We're getting a lot of housing numbers, housing starts. We're getting pending home sales. We'll get new home sales. So housing numbers coming out. Building permits also, all those numbers coming out. Building permit housing starts on Tuesday. Trade deficit, another trade deficit number coming out on Wednesday. It's expected to be lower than the last trade deficit. That would be good news. GDP revision for fourth quarter coming out on Thursday. And Friday, we get personal income out. New home sales, core inflation. I don't care much about core inflation. I care about headline inflation. So those kinds of things all coming out this week. We'll talk a little bit about them as they come out. And more of some economic data coming out here this morning. We'll be right back after this. 844-707-5533. Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do it, 844-707-5533. By the way, we've got surveys showing German business sentiment is a little bit brighter. A little bit of an uptick in business sentiment. That is very, very good news as the business climate index rose from 98.7 to 99.6. Now, I believe that 100 is the break-even point. Anything above 100 is showing confidence and expansion. So that's good news. Germany, the largest economy, teetering on recession. Now, some more bad news coming out of Asia. So Asia markets are tumbling. This at the start of the week, did on Friday. But then again, today, we see the Nikkei Japanese index sliding about 3% this morning. Shanghai Composite dropping 2%. South Korea dropping 2%. Let's see. Hang Seng Hong Kong 2%. So we're seeing major concerns. And it looks like the concerns are all around the notion that there's going to be a much broader retreat as it looks like there is fears of recession headed into the Asia markets. Does all this have something to do with trade? Probably. Can we get a trade deal done fairly quick? Probably not, but the trade delegation is leaving here in America headed towards the China, I'll say. But headed to China on Thursday. So they're going to begin negotiations once again on a trade deal. Look, I think these numbers coming out of Asia indicating that we could have potential recession in Asia is an awful lot of incentive. And we've got to get this trade deal done. And there's an awful lot of people out there that are saying there is less confidence there's going to be a trade deal done and not feeling real good about it. I think they're all wrong. I think a trade deal is going to get done because I'm looking strictly at the behavior of this thing. And look, Asia needs this far more than we do, but we now are in a position where we need it in order to maintain any kind of momentum. Look, we have lost momentum in our economy. I know our underlying fundamentals of our economy is still very, very strong. Make no mistake about it. But we have lost some of the momentum. It is slowing, and it continues to slow. And the only way we're going to get that momentum back and the only economic stimulus that we can get, and I hope the president understands this, is not going to come from any of the things that he would like to see happen. It's not going to happen. And I hope the president doesn't plug along here for the next year and a half thinking for some reason that we are going to be able to institute some policies aside from policies that may be instituted by way of executive order, that we are going to do that to stimulate the economy. It's going to be very difficult to do it. The only way we are going to stimulate this economy is through trade right now. It's the only thing we seem to be able to control. So the president has an enormous amount of incentive headed into 2020 elections to get a trade deal done. And it's that trade deal that is going to take the economy, or I should say, take the markets to the next level and take the economy into another sustainable rally of confidence and sentiment, I hope. But we've got to be able to make a trade deal with Asia very, very quickly and then pivot even quicker to getting something done in the Euro bloc and moving to Japan and down to the South American nations to drive home some good trade deals. Got to be done. There is no other options, and we've got to get moving on it. This is it. This is all we're going to have between now and the November elections. You can count on it because Congress is going to get nothing done. China's getting nothing done. Congress is getting nothing done. So China's very motivated. All the Asia markets, very motivated. Can we play off of that and make sure that's happening? We saw an inverted yield curve on Friday. Some are concerned about that. Some of the inverted yield curve that people are commenting on is the three-month year yield curve to the three-year yield curve. That's not the yield curve we should be most concerned about, but nonetheless, we are seeing some inversion in the yield curve. That is not good by any stretch of the imagination. And statistically speaking, we see a recession about 12 months or more after that. So remember, we were very close, almost having that, right? About 8 months ago, and it didn't amount to anything. So today is going to be a day to be watching very, well, I'm going to say this week, but today we'll watch this yield curve, see what happens, see if there continues to be some weakness in the yield. One would have to believe when we see the reports coming out of Asia, like we are seeing, that we should see some inflows come here to the U.S. bond market. If there are more and more inflows into these markets, the yield is going to continue to drop as buyers come into the U.S. market. And again, you look at Asia and what's coming out of Asia at the close of today, we got to believe that we're going to see some buying happening in government bonds. So 844-707-5533. Folks, we're probably going to end up with another conference call today, this week. So keep your eyes open. If you're not a partner, this would be a time to be a partner. There is no doubt about it. I hope you will call and or email or go online at financialissues.org and become a partner. It's critically important for you. I hope you'll do that. You know, we had an incredible town hall meeting Thursday evening. I was blown away by the crowd that we had there, to be honest with you. And it was a great town hall meeting. I'll tell you something. I have to say, and this is no offense to the Oklahoma or Richmond and other town hall meetings that we've done this year and recently. But, man, I've never got so much response like we did at the town hall meeting that we did Thursday evening in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Holy mackerel. I think I could have run for president coming out of that town hall meeting. I don't know what the deal was. It was amazing, and I'm still getting email about it. I'm trying to figure out what I said. I don't remember half the stuff I say. I'm trying to figure out what the Lord laid on my heart and what I shared and try to put the pieces together so I can do it. So I could try to do it again. I don't know. It doesn't work whenever you try to do it again. It only works as you allow the Lord to lead you through that. And that's what we did, as I always do. But, man, it was an amazing town hall meeting. And it was one of those town hall meetings. I've had maybe three of these in the last couple of years. It was one of those town hall meetings where I wish we had been filming it. It was one of those town hall meetings. We could have done an entire course on something coming out of that town hall meeting. It was one of those meetings. It was really a lot of fun. It was great to be there. I look forward to getting back. I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that I hadn't been there in a long, long time. I think it had been maybe 4 years or so before I was in, last time I was in that area, maybe 5 years. So I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. We had people drive down from Little Rock, Arkansas. We had people driving up from almost the coast of Mississippi. You had people from Georgia, people down from Tennessee, a lot of people from Jackson, Tennessee, and Memphis. So, man, we had just a great, great group. It was a great town hall meeting. I thank all of you that came out. And I'll tell you, I've never walked away. I can't say never, probably have been. But, man, I walked away from that town hall meeting more encouraged about what God is doing here at Financial Issues in the ministry than I've ever been. And I've got to tell you, that's true. And thank all of you that encouraged me that way. It was a real blessing. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do it. Let me go to Bill. Bill's calling us from Oklahoma. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for coming to Oklahoma.
Thank you.
Even though we didn't have quite the pizzazz that you just described.
Well, you did. We had a crowd there that was almost getting to be standing room only, and holy mackerel, it was a blessed town hall meeting, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to meet you, to visit with you there, and to experience the town hall, and I encourage listeners, to, if you have a chance, definitely go.
Thank you.
What I called about, Dan, I had an experience Friday night that caused me to toss and turn a good deal of the night, thinking about an experience that I had, and praying about it, and thinking about it, until finally I said, okay, Lord, I get it. I'll do it. Please, can I get some more sleep now? So that being said, Saturday morning I got up and wrote about my experience, and I called my pastor, and he agreed to let me share the story from the pulpit, which I did at all three services. After the main service at 10, there were people waiting in line to talk to me, wanting to know more. Dan, you know what it's like when you're in front of a group and you can see in their eyes that the message has clicked. Mm, yeah. This is what one of those times. Mm. I'm not talking about a sensationalized account of getting caught up in the clouds or anything, nothing like that. It was a personal account of facts of how the Lord is working among us today. And I'd like to share that story with you if I can.
Sure.
It's going to take a couple of minutes, so is it time for a break?
We're coming up on it. If you want to get started, we'll try to find a clean break there in your conversation.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Okay. Friday night, I watched a TV program called Unplanned Behind the Scenes. It's a powerful presentation on abortion. It gave an account for behind the scenes in the production of the movie Unplanned, which is the true story of Abby Johnson, who is a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic director in College Station, Texas.
Right.
In one segment, it recorded Archbishop Naumann from the pulpit in Kansas City as he challenged the people of his archdiocese, if you can only see one movie this year, make it Unplanned, which is graphic and painful, yet truly inspiring. It's a story of the pain of sin. It's a story of the joy of healing. One of the producers shared about the response from his father, who was in his 80s, who had been a staunch pro-abortion advocate for many years.
I'm going to hold you right there. So.
Okay.
A father that was in his 80s as he shared that story, and we'll get back to that right after this break. Folks, Financial Issues, I'm Dan Celia. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do that. We're talking to Bill from Oklahoma, and Bill was sharing an experience that he had on Sunday in reference to a movie called Unplanned. If you haven't seen it, you do need to see it. There's a little controversy around the movie right now, not a very founded controversy, saying that it's absolutely amazing that a girl 13 years old can get an abortion without telling her parents, but she can't go see this movie. They very intentionally rated it R. They use graphic violence. Yeah, it is somewhat violent, but it is a movie that you're going to have to take your kids to, and maybe that's a good thing because you'll have to see it as well. But it is an amazing movie. Bill was sharing some things from that. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, what I was saying, one of the producers, shared about the response from his father. His father's in his 80s and had been a staunch pro-abortion advocate for many years. Immediately after watching the pre-screening of the movie, he called his son, but he was so overwhelmed he couldn't communicate, so he had to call back the next day to share the profound change that occurred in his heart. The gal, this is really a good one here, the gal who played, this shows the divine humor in it, the gal who played Abby Johnson, who is the lead role, her name is Ashley Bratcher.
Yes.
After Ashley's mother watched the pre-screening, she called Ashley with a tearful confession. 30 years ago, when she was pregnant, she went to an abortion clinic, and when her name was called to have her abortion, she had an overwhelming draw not to do it. As a result, Ashley was born.
Mm-hmm.
She can now claim the role of an abortion survivor, playing the role of Abby Johnson, who was credited by Planned Parenthood with 22,000 abortions. But we have a story much closer to home. The youth at our church recently had a chance to go to the pre-screening of the movie Unplanned, and one of the youth, I'm not going to say her name, I'll call her Sarah, she went to the movie, and she was changed. She became educated to the stark reality of the devastation wrought by abortion. As divine providence would have it, the very next day at her high school, the instructor, who was unaware of the experience that Sarah had had the night before, had planned a debate on abortion. The instructor asked for two volunteers, one to argue in favor of abortion and one to debate in favor of life. Of course, Sarah was freshly equipped with all the ammunition she needed to argue the pro-life cause. Not only did Sarah receive commendation from the instructor, but more importantly, she convinced other students in the classroom to reconsider their stance on abortion. It's just an incredible story.
Wow.
I only had a couple of minutes to share that from the pulpit, but I shared it at three services. After the 10 o'clock, people were waiting in line to talk to me to get more information. So I would encourage listeners. Actually, there's a re-showing of the broadcast of Unplanned Behind the Scenes this Tuesday, tomorrow morning at 11:30 on EWTN television, channel 370 on DirecTV. So I would encourage people to record that.
Yeah.
But the movie actually is released this coming Thursday.
Yeah, that's a great, great sharing, Bill. We sure do appreciate it. God is so good that he laid that on your heart. And you had so many chances to share that. And
yes,
what a blessing that was. And, since we've started with preborn ministries and we've come alongside them, we've been blessed to hear stories over and over and over and over again like this in letter form, usually that we get handwritten letters about it. And, we knew, my wife and I both knew and were always very staunch supporters of life. But what we didn't know was the realization of all the pain and what has gone on. And I said this just Thursday night. I said, I was calling out at the town hall meeting, I was calling out the Congressional Black Caucus, and I was saying how shameful it is that we have seen the genocide that we have seen in communities as a result of abortion. And, yet they support it. And it's so shameful. And I said, how many great, great men and women that could have had, would have had such an impact, as you mentioned about this actress. About the person that she portrayed, how many great people have been murdered. And, the interesting part is that I just love that I hear all the time about young people. The millennial generation is far more pro-life than we were, my generation. So that's really great to hear. So I think God is doing a work. There's no doubt about it. I appreciate you allowing the Lord to use you like you did. Thank you for that.
Well, and another thing to encourage people, I think we sometimes maybe even downplay prayer, but when Planned Parenthood acquired that property, they did it under an assumed name. It wasn't under Planned Parenthood because they didn't want the community to know about it. But when the community did find out about it, a prayer group immediately formed. They went out to the site where the clinic was going to be built when it was still dirt, and started immediately an ongoing prayer group. But they became really frustrated. Even after the clinic was built, the number of abortions at the clinic continued to rise until the prayer group realized that this one is only dealt with by prayer and fasting. As a result, the ministry 40 Days for Life was born. Today, that very same clinic is a pregnancy crisis center and also the headquarters of the ministry, 40 Days for Life.
Yeah, it's
truly an inspiring and encouraging testimony to the way God's working among us today.
Yeah, that's great. Bill, I thank you. I appreciate you sharing that with us. It was a blessing.
Yes, thanks a lot, Dan.
Sure appreciate it. God bless. 844-707-5533. If you want to cue your call, what a great vision story that Bill shared. And I just pray that we will continue to pray. And as Bill said, to fast, you know, how powerful that is. There are so many things that we talk about, complain about, want to see change, and we don't commit to prayer as we should. And we need to be encouraged, continue to do that. Let me go to Renee in Illinois. Hey, Renee.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Both of my children, aged 22 and 23, have been given $3,000 to start investing in the stock market.
Uh-huh.
Question I have is, should they just pick one stock? And we were thinking maybe IT27.
Mm-hmm.
Or should they pick a few different ones? What would you recommend?
Well, I would probably pick three different stocks. I think that would be wise. It would give them a little diversification. And more importantly,
okay.
It would help them learn and understand things a little bit in a little bit more detail. And I think it'd be really healthy for them to do that.
And should they just go to the buy list? And
yeah. Yeah, I would. I would just go to the buy list, stick to the buy list.
Okay.
And take a look at stocks that interest them. Because they're young, they don't have to pay a lot of attention to small cap, large cap kind of thing. They can afford to be aggressive, and that's good. They should be.
Okay.
But, you know, the idea is hopefully if they only have one, and when that stock tanks, and it will, when that stock goes down, and it will come back up, maybe come back stronger than it's ever been when it does, but they may not experience that because they may get concerned and they may sell it. They won't have the benefit of seeing one stock go down while one stock is staying steady, or one stock is even going up while that other stock is going down. And the benefit of seeing that hopefully will build an inquisitiveness that they will want to know why and start doing a little bit of research and really learning from that. So it's really a lot healthier if they can do that.
Okay, and they have both agreed to become a partner.
So. Oh, great. Good.
Yeah, instead of just using mine. So I thought you'd appreciate that.
Good, I do. Thank you so much. All right, Renee, thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. Glad you called. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call, you're welcome to do it. 844-707-5533. Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It is great to be here. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call. So as we look at the open of the day, we see that the markets, the Dow is up, the S&P is up, the NASDAQ is flat. Actually, everything's flat, really, because even the two that are up aren't up by much. It's a flat market, not a lot of movement, doesn't seem to be a lot of excitement. There is going to be somewhat of a wait-and-see kind of atmosphere today in the markets. We are going to see that as we wait. You know, Thursday, the delegation is going to Beijing and going to be talking to the trade negotiations in China. Now, China, when they left here, failed to formulate. They formulated several different memorandums that they were going to sign too. I think there were 11 altogether, but they never got around to signing those. So hopefully they have had time tweaking that and making some suggestions, examining where they might compromise or where they won't. One thing that has transpired since the last negotiation is that China passed a law that it is illegal to steal or, you know, any technology from any foreign country. That is illegal, and they passed that law easily. So for what it's worth, will they adhere to it? That's a whole nother story. But nonetheless, you can see them making some efforts to get a deal done. 844-707-5533. We'll be right back.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. I sure appreciate all of you being with us. Cue your call up if you'd like. Also, if you're watching on Facebook, you can put your question up. If you're watching on financialissues.org, you're watching our live stream, you can still go to Facebook and put your question up, and we'll get to those as well. So hopefully we will see your question there and you're watching. So many people viewing us. Well, by the way, if you watch us regularly on our live stream of Financial Issues, great, great way to watch it. When everything else fails, that seemed to be plugging along. We are building that out so that you can ask questions on there like you do YouTube. So we're excited about that. We are building that out. Something else I want to mention to you if you're a partner. We are going to do a town hall meeting that is going to be live streamed right here from our studio. And so I mentioned that. I didn't even know I mentioned. If I did, I forgot I did, that we might do that. And I got a couple of people that said, hey, are you going to have a live audience? I would like to be there. Now, yes, you can be there. You can come to that if you'd like. But I never thought of promoting that because one of the things that still by the grace of God I've been able to do, I'm not on here in our local area by the studio. And that's been very intentional by me. We don't, we're not broadcasting here. And I sounds counter to, you know, everybody wants to be on where they live. I always took an opposite approach to that because I want to be able to go to church or to a store and not have to answer financial questions, which I know I would if we weren't. So I've always managed to stay off the air here locally. So I didn't think about mentioning it because for that reason. But yeah, we are doing that and we're working on it. I forgot what date we're shooting for already on that, but I don't want to give it out anyway in case we don't get it together technically. But we are going to have a live town hall meeting. You'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able to hear the questions of people as they ask, and just like a regular town hall meeting, and we'll do all of that. We're really looking forward to that. It's going to be an exciting part. It is going to be for partners. We may charge a very small fee for that just to cover some of our expenses and to use as a little bit of a help for the ministry. And partners have been asking us to do this for a long, long time. So it is going to be for partners. Right now, anyway, we'll see. But great reason to partner with the ministry. All right, let me go to David. David is calling us from Georgia. Hey, David.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It's a first-time caller. And it's not about financial things. It's about what I believe God is doing in our country as a result of him building a fire in our hearts to get behind President Trump and elect him. I believe it started from there, and God's blessing us because he stands behind Israel. Now, let me go to my personal point about this abortion thing, which is a horrible thing. Our family, I'm a father of five. My oldest daughter, one Saturday morning, my next to the oldest daughter said, Dad, Winnie's, and I'll just use that name, Winnie's pregnant. And I said, what? She said it again, just sort of nonchalantly. And she said, no, Dad, I'm not kidding. And I looked at my other daughter, my oldest daughter, and she had this long face, you know, on. So I said, is this true? She said, yes, Dad, it is. I said, I'll tell you right now, I will be behind you 100% anything you want to do, but aborting this baby, Daddy won't go there. So 26 years later, I have a wonderful grandson. The mm-hmm. oldest, my oldest grandson was this child. I was the first in our entire family, which all the cousins of mine and myself, we average somewhere around 65 cousins, so it's a large family. I was the first son from my grandfather, first grandson. He was my first grandson. Had this went the other way, I would not know who he is, and I didn't for 18 years, but he was right in our midst. God placed him in the most wonderful household.
Wow, isn't that great?
He was raised Christian, straight up. What a blessing he has been.
Well, that's that's a great blessing to hear that story, and I hope there are young ladies and young mothers-to-be that are listening to that. But I sure do appreciate you sharing that, David. That is great, great story.
For those young women that have unfortunately went down this path, the only thing that will help with their hearts is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the only thing can help there.
Amen.
And he'll come in and give that peace that nobody understands. And to that, I give him the glory.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. You know, I always say, and I don't want to twist it around, turn it into a financial thing, because David's right on the money. There's very little I can add to that. What a blessing. But, you know, God does give us the understanding that we can't understand how it's even possible. And I use the notion that there are so many people out there that have said to me, I have a peace about my finances I've never had. Thank you. Don't thank me. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with the Lord. And what he has done is absolutely amazing in the peace that he can give us. So it really is a blessing. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your question up, you're welcome to do it. Our phone lines are open, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. David also mentioned how we have blessed Israel. We continue to do that. What a powerful, powerful stance this president has taken to Israel. And I don't know, some of you go to AIPAC every year. A couple of years ago, I stopped. I was a supporter, a big supporter in a powerful way, because I believe in Israel, of AIPAC. And I stopped, and I give now, and we support, and we are a part of Christians United for Israel, CUFI, and 2 million members of CUFI, and a huge, powerful lobbying group, although that was not the original intent, into Washington. They have huge impact on the nation of Israel and the support of Israel. So it is amazing, and it will be bigger than AIPAC if it isn't already in another year or so. It is huge. I hope you'll come to Washington, D.C. in July to the conference. It is amazing. And if you do, I hope you will let me know by way of email. Because if we have, I'm going to say 15 people or more, couples maybe, that are coming, we'll get a little room somewhere there at the conference center. And we'll have a little greet and meet and have a good time, and we'll just meet each other and spend a little time in fellowship. So I'd love to do that. So keep that in mind. If you are already a partner with CUFI, and you know, are not, you can find it. Just Google CUFI and you'll find it. But the conference is is it in July or is it in August? Let me think. I think it's July. So, but we'll be there, because we've already registered, have our reservations. We'll be there, Yvonne and I, and would love to have a little meet and greet if you're going to be there. So we're looking forward to it. Anyway, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533, if you want to queue your call up. Paul on Facebook is asking me about a particular stock, CD23. The sector is bouncing off a multi-month high. It's now on your broad list. Can you recommend that we buy it? Well, no, if I wanted you to buy it, it would be on my buy list. But I can't recommend that you buy it, but I can tell you that if you already own it, you're welcome to buy it if you want to add that to your, you know, dollar cost average down. It is likely considerably down, maybe $2 or so a share from its, from where you purchased it. And if you want to dollar cost average any stock that you already own, you don't need to wait for it to hit my buy list. If you already own it, you dollar cost average down any old time you want a dollar cost average down. And so this may be one of those moments that you want to do that. I have said this several times about this particular stock. This stock has got a long way to go. They have got some foundational issues, not now from a financial perspective. They have gotten through all of that, and they are now growing in strength financially again, and I'm glad to see that. But I do believe that they are going to be a slow, long-term hold and recovery. So I just throw that out there. But if you already own it, CD23, and you want to buy it to dollar cost average down, now would be a time to do it. I am not ready to add it to my buy list. I'm waiting for a couple things. In other words, I don't want new money to go to it. There's better things you could put your new money to. So that's why it's not on the buy list. 844-707-5533. Financial issues. I'm Dan Celia. We're coming up on a break. As soon as we get back from break, we'll get started on the second hour. Facebook, put your question up there too. We'll get to it. Financial issues. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you for joining us. This has been an FISM production.